can talk more about the funding for embassies overseas and lots more with our next guest, Representative Trey Radel. He is a Republican congressman representing the 19th District of Florida. Thank you so much for being on the program, Congressman. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
So, you know, the Benghazi hearing, Hillary Clinton testified. Now we know this week we'll be actually hearing more testimony. So this is the Benghazi situation, the embassies, and whether or not they have security, definitely a hot topic on Capitol Hill, along with the budget. What do you think? Do you think we're going to cut defense spending, add defense spending? Do you think we have the money to better protect our embassies?
Well, as a fiscal conservative, I'm the first to say that everything needs to get the reset button pressed, and we need to take a look at where spending is going for everything. However, when it comes to protecting American lives abroad, it's a matter of priority. And what we've seen come out of the hearing that I recently had as a member on the Foreign Affairs Committee is that the State Department had every opportunity to protect those American lives. They could have prioritized their funding. They could have prioritized where they had security assets to protect those American lives. And what we need to do now is make sure that somebody is held accountable, which, quite frankly, we have not seen yet.
Now, Congressman, as far as holding accountable, but what about have there been measures taken just from what we already know to up the security in the embassies worldwide up to this point?
Yes, there have been some. This is the situation in Benghazi, though, was a mission. The actual embassy was in Tripoli, so it was one of these kind of special cases where Ambassador Stevens was over there. But again, it's about prioritizing. When we have most an ambassador, not to mention, by the way, it was 9/11. I think that there needs to be, just the obvious that we need to make sure that we have secured our Americans abroad. And this is one of those examples. And so they have taken some measures to improve security worldwide. They've also taken measures to make sure that when cables are coming in, the memos from abroad, that there's a better job of prioritizing those and sorting through those. The secretary receives about 1.4 million every year, but they've established new measures to go through those with a little more specificity.
Let's bring it back home now. Of course,
sure.
We've got a lot of gun violence. Every day we're hearing about something, and they're all tragic, and we grieve for the loss of any American. And so with the president out on the road now promoting guns, where do you stand on stricter gun laws?
Well, look, first of all, you're right. Our heart goes out, especially to those parents. I have a one-year-old, my first son, and my wife and I watched that coverage of Newtown for hours. It's an emotional time, but we cannot be lawmakers based on emotion. We have to look at facts and figures. And when we hear all of this kind of arbitrary talk about, well, we're going to get rid of these assault weapons, well, number one, there's real no definition of that except for the legislation Senator Feinstein has put forth. Now, if you take a look at what's happening in the country in terms of actual weapons being used in violent crimes or homicides, hands, objects, and handguns and knives are all at the top of the list.
Congressman, I have to interrupt you because we're up against the clock for a commercial break, but we'd love to have you back to talk more about it. Representative Trey Radel, Republican congressman from the 19th District of Florida.